Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings, I'm Kim Wilson, your relationship expert. Thank you for joining me. Many people look forward to gathering with family over Thanksgiving while enjoying hot eats and cool treats. However, there are many people who dread the holidays because of family tension and poor family ties. Thanksgiving can feel like an emotionally loaded battlefield for some people. Did you know that family violence rates increase during the holiday season? Yes, because sometimes people just don't act right after the dinner table. You know, in 1 minute, everything is going good. You're laughing, you know, toasting. And then somebody may have had a little too much to drink, or somebody is triggered by what somebody else said, and everything goes downhill from there. But there's hope. We can do it better. And I have tips for you today. So let's just jump right in and get started. So tip number one, be conscious of your words. Words are very powerful. We can make a decision to use our words to heal, help, or harm. I don't know about you, but I am so thankful for my voice box. I'm so thankful for my tongue. And I choose to use what has been given to me for good and not harm. So just even going in with that in mind, just being conscious of our words and understanding that the language that we use can set the tone. Even if we walk in and we greet somebody, it's one thing to walk into somebody's home and say, hey. It's like, what, you're not excited to see me? Can I get a hello with a little bit more power to it? There's nothing like when somebody is excited to see you. Just the other day, I was at an elementary school, and there was this little boy trying to get the attention of a staff member. He went up to her, tapped her on the arm, and was like, hey. She looked down at him and said, hi, and turned around. I thought, oh my God. That's you're just gonna give him that type of hello. And I just noticed how all of the kids just lit up when I just said hello to each and every one of them with so much enthusiasm. I went in like, hey, hello there, my precious, and all of them wanted to give me a hug, and that was their first time seeing me. That was because I walked into their presence excited to see them. It makes a difference when you walk in and you use the power of your word to greet somebody. You make sure there is strength in that greeting. Tip number two, no lighthearted teasing. A lot of times, lighthearted teasing really causes people not to want to come back for Christmas or the next holiday during the following year. In our minds, sometimes when we're teasing somebody, we're thinking it's okay. They don't mind. Well, they do mind a lot of times. When we're teasing somebody about something when they were 8 years old, when they used to be a little chubbier, or even if they were skinny, or how they missed a shot at their basketball game, a lot of times people feel offended by that, and they're just not saying it. They just don't show up for the next family function. So really be mindful of that lighthearted teasing. Teasing people about something that happened many, many years ago. And just really be intentional about staying in the present and embracing that present moment. Tip number three, no name calling. Name calling can feel like a personal attack. You know, it seems like a simple thing, but even when we may get a little annoyed with somebody and we just may casually say, jerk, pass me the knife. It's like, whoa, hold on here. And if you are personally attacked, I say remain silent or walk away. Because if you say something, what's going to happen is you're going to feed that conflict. You're going to nurture it. And if you nurture something, it will live. The conflict will live if you respond in a way that, you know, the person feels like they need to fire something off back. I say just remain silent and walk away, because once somebody attacks you on a personal level, I know that hurt people hurt other people. And if somebody knows better and they still not making the choice to do better, honey, they are not well emotionally, because they have made the choice to hurt you. They're a fellow human being. Before anybody is anything to you, they are your fellow human being first. The other thing is respect family members' request. Now this, I got this under the name calling tip, because people may have had nicknames when they were younger. You know, you may have called somebody Skipper when they were 5, and they do not want to be called Skipper anymore. They are 32 now with a spouse. They are married and they have 3 children at the table, and they do not want to be called Skipper. And the other thing to that is when you call them Skipper, it may remind them of who they used to be, a person they don't embrace anymore, because they feel stronger and bigger and more empowered now. And every time they hear the name Skipper, it makes them feel a certain way. And if you are one of those people going, oh, we're just doing too much with that, oh, what's the big deal? Well, that's dismissing the person's request. Respect is love. If a person say they do not want to be called a certain name, respect their request. If they want, even if they have had a name change, respect that person's request. Some people go, look, I knew you as David and you're always going to be David to me. That's the name that your parents gave you. Well, that's taking a whole nother tone. If a person, just respect the person's request to be called their preferred name. Tip number 4, no interrogating, questioning. Oh, that is something that can get us in trouble right away. Because when we get into questioning people about what they're doing, their life choices, what's different from last year, it can make the person feel judged. And anytime a person feels judged, they will get out of there really quick. That's the fastest way for you not to have a return visit from someone, because when a person feels judged, it can lead to them feeling abandoned, neglected, criticized, and it just creates this very vulnerable feeling inside. And it also feels like an attack. And that's where it can really start to feel like an emotionally loaded battlefield. So we really want to watch questioning people, questioning their choices. And again, let's just stay present in the moment. You know, just celebrate the fact that everybody is together, eating, breaking bread, breathing. So really watch the interrogating. So tip number 5, one of the best ways to avoid negative energy and embrace the positive energy is to have activities planned out. And these activities can be simple, such as prayer. Starting the family dinner off with a prayer and ending with a prayer. Just even if you're the host, assigning somebody to do it before dinner even starts. So that won't even cause any conflict, because somebody may feel like, hey, I'm the patriarch of the family or the matriarch. I should be saying the prayer. Well, as the host, you get to decide who does the prayer in your home. And don't even make a big deal out of that and turn that into a issue. Whatever feels good in your gut for the person, for whomever to pray in your house over your dinner table, assign it, own that, and move on from it. It doesn't have to be debated, discussed, or anything. It's your choice. So that's an activity that we can participate in, prayer. A second activity is just going to see a movie after dinner. A lot of times, movies, movies premiere on Thanksgiving Day or Christmas Day. So just going to see a movie after dinner. Also, you can have a start time and a set time for family members. You know, you can ask everybody to come at a certain time. You can say, hey, the festivities are going to be from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and then afterwards, we're going to head to the movies, or we're going to head to see fireworks if somebody is doing fireworks or something like that. So you can have a start time and an end time. Another thing that you can do before dinner, after dinner, during dinner, is have everyone to say what they're thankful for. And to avoid anybody who, to avoid some tension for somebody who may be nervous speaking out in front of other family members. Yes, family members do get nervous in front of one another when it's time to speak up and speak out. You can prepare cards that already has something that you're thankful for. And if you know the temperament of a family member, if they have a tendency to be nervous or shy, you can give them a card that has very few words on it. Just say something that says, I'm thankful to be alive, you know, or just one word or two words, three words, to be alive. I can get that count quite right in my head. Yes. And you can also make the announcement if anybody wish to prepare their own statement for what they're thankful for. They can certainly put the card to the side and go from there. And that way it just kind of levels out that activity. And one thing that, and if you're going to do something like that as the host, I suggest that we ask all family members to hold their comments while somebody is talking, to hold any jokes, any sideline talking, because that's another time. It's an activity that's meant for good, but it can go south very quickly. Somebody is chatting while somebody is trying to speak, and again, it can trigger something inside of them where they may have felt overlooked or undervalued in the past. And making sure that even if someone goes off and prepares their own statement, to be sure that nobody has feedback on that and criticize that. Well, feedback is okay as long as it's positive. So we want to make it very clear, the rules very clear in the beginning. No shaming, no blaming, and no criticizing, because those are the feelings that usually lead to people walking away feeling upset, rejected, abandoned, or embarrassed. And we want to make sure that we do our part. And most importantly, own how we walk into the room. You know, walk into the room expecting happiness, expecting a positive experience, instead of walking into the room with the mindset, you know what, it's just going to be the same as it always has been. You know, just walk own how you walk into the room, and just walk into the room with joy in your heart and saying to yourself, this will be a good day because I am going to make it a good day. Now, just to recap, if you want to avoid family conflict during the holiday season, be conscious of your words. Your words are powerful. Make sure that your words heal and not harm. 2, no lighthearted teasing. 3, no name calling. 4, no interrogating / questioning. 5, plan an activity. Following these tips will help family members to walk away feeling loved and like they belong. And not following these tips can certainly lead to people feeling like they are on a battlefield that is emotionally loaded. Listen, that's my time. If you celebrate the holiday, have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. If anyone has not told you today, let me be the first. You are amazing. Be sure to subscribe and rate my podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Onward and upward.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.